And this is an exciting day, and I love it when a plan comes together as it has here. So in Foursquare, the way things work is the National Board has given powers of appointment to the president, which doesn't mean the president goes and just independently chooses people for churches, but in collaboration with church councils and unit supervisors, they seek out the right person for the position. And my goal is always that we would end up at the conclusion that the Jerusalem Council had, that it seemed good to us and to the Holy Spirit that this was the right thing to do. And then once we get to that point, it also goes to our national board, who gets final approval on installations and appointments. And I'm happy to say that Pastor Lizzie was unanimously approved by everybody involved, and we're all really excited about this day. When I posted the position, Barry had let me know he's going to retire, and I posted the position. And there's a few people that showed interest, but no one really seemed right for the position. And so I prayed about it, and who came to mind was Lizzie and Tyler. And they didn't apply, just so that you know that. They didn't apply. But I asked them, I said, would you pray about this? And first I'd talk with Barry and John. Oh, John Overholt, sorry, have our unit supervisors over here. And so I talked with John and Barry, and they're like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And these guys said, well, we'll pray about it. But it wasn't like they were trying to get out of Kimberly, because things have been going great in Kimberly. They've been loving the church, and the church is doing well. And this was probably, maybe previously they would have said, yeah, we want to go. But now it's like, no, things are going great. We don't really want to go. But they prayed and felt like Jesus said that they need to be open to the opportunity. And so they came here and visited with you and kind of sought the Lord. And they too felt that, yes, this is what Jesus was saying, was that they should come here to Nanaimo, to Maranatha Church. And so I'm really happy this morning to be able to be here for their installation. You're getting some really good people. Both Lizzie and Tyler are grads of Pacific Life Bible College, and Tyler's added a master's degree following that as well. They've been licensed with Foursquare for 17 years, served as missionaries in Botswana, a short time as assistant pastors at Kingsway Foursquare Church, and then 10 years in Kimberley. I think almost exactly 10 years, isn't it? Yeah, like 10 years. So when they went there, I said, why don't you stay for at least 5 years? So you did way better than that, 10 years. But yeah, they're a great couple, and I think a great fit for the church here. So you're getting some really good people. I've been really proud of what they did in Kimberley. And Lizzie also served as our missions coordinator for a number of years. And so in every area that they've served in, the Lord's blessed the work of their hands, and they've done well. And so I'm going to invite Lizzie and Tyler to come up. But I also like your children. Well, I guess Caleb and Annika went out, but maybe, I mean Tinica, Annika and Joshua, if you could come up and stand with them too. And I'm also going to ask that our unit supervisor, John Overholt, and Debbie would come, and my wife, Andy Falconer, if she would come, and any council or elders who would also like to gather around. We're just going to have a lot of people up here right now. So I like to have lots of people when we're laying hands and praying for folks. So part of what we're doing as we lay hands on them is to impart something symbolically. We're symbolically imparting the authority to lead this church. But I think that there's something more than symbolism that takes place. I believe that God does give a grace for each ministry that he calls us to. And as we lay hands on them, I believe that that's part of what's imparted. There's also a responsibility that's being taken on, so I've got a charge for you. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 to 16, the Apostle Paul writes to Timothy and tells him to set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity, to devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through the prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. And skipping to 2 Timothy, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. So, Lizzie, will you commit yourself to faithfully serve Maranatha Foursquare Church as their lead pastor? Good answer. So, it's not just installing the pastor, but there's a receiving of pastors that takes place here. And so I've got something that I'd like also to say, or a charge to the church, that I'll ask you for your response. Because in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 7, we are told to remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so their work will be a joy and not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13, now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in highest regard and love because of their work. Live at peace with each other. So, Maranatha Church members, will you support Pastor Lizzie as your lead pastor and stand behind her and work with her to do the work of Jesus? All right. So now comes the prayer part, and we're going to gather around them and pray. But as was also said in one of the previous scriptures that I read, sometimes there's a word of the Lord that comes at this moment. So if you feel a scripture impressed in your heart, or even something you feel the Holy Spirit saying, I don't know if it'll be now or maybe even later would be an appropriate time to give that to them, but often God does speak in those ways during these times. So I'm going to ask Pastor John Overholt, he's our unit supervisor, to come, and I'll give you the microphone to pray, and I'm going to anoint them with oil.
All right. We thank you, Lord, that you are the master builder of the church, and so right now we thank you for your blessing and your anointing upon Lizzie and Tyler and their family, and upon this church congregation, upon the leadership. Lord, we call upon you, and we thank you that it is you who builds the church, and we thank you, Lord, for the foundation that has been laid here, and we honor that what's been built already, and we thank you, Lord, that we give freedom and liberty to the Jorgensens to go where the Lord is calling them and leading them, and the direction and then the flavor, Lord, that you have in the coming days, months, and years, that, Lord, we will receive that as from you. And so we thank you for your blessing, your goodness, your power, your anointing, your authority over this family and over this congregation. And Lord, we just speak revival and awakening and refreshing and all that you have, Lord. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, some of you can be seated, but the Jorgensens, I'd like you to stay up here just for a second. And Lizzie, I've got a little gift for you. it's engraved, so that stuff won't come off. And but just something to remember this day by, and we bless you. But please stay up here for a minute, because I'm going to invite Pastor Barry to come too. And he's got a presentation, but I've also got something for him. I wasn't able to be here for the day that they honored you, and I know today's about the Jorgensens, not about you, but I still want to bring you a little gift along, because I couldn't be there on that day. So bless you, Barry. Thank you for 35 years of licensed ministry with Foursquare, 20 of them here in Maranatha. So bless you for that.
Don't worry. who's seen this before? Raise your hand. Now you know all the people who have been called into my office. Santiago, you've seen it a few times. this is something that has been sitting, leaning up in the corner of my office. You probably saw it in there. And this was given to me when Lene and I arrived here 20 years ago, by my predecessor, Wes Ray, who retired at that time. And it's kind of carved or stripped out of, it's called Cobra's Eye Willow, which grows in the northern parts of Manitoba and Saskatchewan, by a member of the church who cut it down and then, you know, took off the bark and varnished it and that sort of thing. And he had given it to Wes as a shepherd's stub, representing the authority of being a pastor. And so 20 years ago, Wes presented this to me, and he says, "I'm passing this on to you. It's now your responsibility." And it sat there, and it reminds me of what God had called me to do. And I knew at some point I would be passing it on to somebody else, and I didn't know who that would be until just a few months ago. It was interesting, the Sunday that you guys came to meet us, and you preached, and while you're preaching, I felt this shift taking place within me of that there's like an authority that God gives you. It's a calling, it's an anointing, a mantle, whatever word you would use, that God, you know, places upon those he calls to lead in certain things. And I knew at some point that would come off of me and go to somebody else. And I felt that shift that morning inside of me. And so I knew then that you would be coming. I felt like, this is it. This is happening. I felt that shift take place. So I've been looking forward to this moment where I get to formally hand that off to you. And I'm also particularly grateful to God that I'm handing this to you, because I have always been a big believer in that God empowers and calls women and men equally to lead and serve his church. I've had the pleasure and the honor to have hired and worked with four different women pastors on staff here, and I'm thrilled that I'm handing this off to a woman pastor for Maranatha. And so, Lizzie, I give you this staff for you to remember who God has called you to be, and that he has called you to lead his church as our pastor. So God bless you in that. Before we go any further, I'm going to have Linnea come up. And she was inspired to do a little gift for you guys, for your family. And part of it came out of us getting to spend some time with you guys in Niagara Falls, getting to know you a bit, know some of the things that you like and maybe don't like. So one of the things is, you know, Vancouver Island, none of you have lived on Vancouver Island before, you've visited. So there are some very quintessential Vancouver Island things and some quintessential Nanaimo things. One of the things, you know, Vancouver Island, as you'll discover, is a beautiful place. There's so many amazing, so many great beaches, places to go. It has everything you need. You can go from skiing to hanging on the beach in the same day. So, but just north of us here, Parksville, where the Overholts live, there's stuff to do there, and it's famous for its beaches, and it has these fun places like mini golf and that sort of thing. So we got you a gift certificate for those fun places there in Parksville. You can take the family and have some fun, do some mini golf and that sort of thing. So that's for all of you. You're welcome. Second thing is, we got you, there's a number of pizza places in Nanaimo, but the most famous kind of local one, not a chain, it's very homegrown Nanaimo, it's called Mambo's Pizza. Anybody had Mambo's? Very good pizza. So, Tyler, if you want to come over, we specifically thought of you, so we found out the type of things that you love, the food you love, so we got you a very special gift of a, yeah. One extra large olive and mushroom pizza.
Thank you.
But you don't have to. It doesn't have to be olive mushroom. Yeah. And thirdly, Lizzie shared with us something that she particularly likes. So Linnea did a little map for you here. We have a gift certificate to go with you, and it's a map to where you want to be that's close by. See that? Okay. Yeah, so there's a map showing the line of walk to Taco Bell, because she says, I actually really love Taco Bell. So anyhow, there's a little gift card for you for that as well. So yeah, so welcome to Nanaimo, welcome Maranatha, welcome to Vancouver Island. Okay, you're welcome.